Welcome. This is My Time Reality Check, and I'm your host, Hope Oriri. On the program today, Captain Sunday Warren, the Secretary General of the Memorandum of Understanding on Post-State Control for West and Central African Region, generally referred to as Abuja MOU, will be sharing with us insights of key takeaways from the training workshop which held recently in Lagos for heads of maritime administrations in the sub-region.
Thank you very much. As highlighted, the workshop was in close collaboration between the Abuja MOU and IMO, International Maritime Organization, and jointly sponsored by the Nigerian Maritime Administration and Safety Agency, that's NIMASA, and the Federal Ministry of Transport, Nigeria. The workshop was for the DGs, the Director Generals, and the Chief Executive Officers of the maritime administrations in the West and Central African region, what we call Abuja MOU. Looking at the objective of the post-state control regime, the primary objective is to rid the region of substandard vessels, as in the substandard vessels, vessels that are not seaworthy, should not be found to be trading because they stand to there are three levels of exposures related to such vessels being in the business. The safety of the crew, the marine environment, the protection of the marine environment, and of course the protection of the related facilities, the interfaces with the port and the terminals. Typically, you have the DGs, the Director Generals, running the maritime administrations. These positions are politically appointed positions. And often, quite unlike Nigeria, in which there is a caveat in the NIMASA Act that clearly highlights who should be the DG. In some other places, you don't really have that. And so our concern was that, look, you have policymakers that may not be too conversant with the regime, with maritime safety, that the best way to get them to be conversant is to bring them together, because post-state control regime is more of harmonizing the structures. Harmonization means the standards you have in Nigeria should be the same standard in Cameroon, in Cote d'Ivoire, in South Africa. And so when there is disparity, that harmonization is no longer there. And if your country, if the regime is weaker in your country, it means vessels would then be going more to your country.
Okay, so now, what was the greatest concern that you had as the Abuja MOU and IMO that made you thought it necessary at a time as this to have that workshop for the DGs of the maritime administrations in the sub-region?
Okay, first, we have an agreed minimum number of foreign vessels that should be inspected in every country. 15%. 15%. 15, minimum 15% of foreign vessels calling at in your country should be inspected. The inspection rates were very low. The countries were struggling to meet that minimum.
Within what range was that?
About 7%.
So, and in that many countries? In all the countries or just
okay, then again, that's one aspect, meeting the minimum. Then again, of the 22 countries, only 18 have actually signed up as full members. And of the 18 countries, only 14 are actually conducting inspections.
So what are the challenges with those other countries that have not been able to conduct their...
So the challenges come up with things like top management buy-in. Because, like I said, if the Director Generals don't really take this as a mandate, it's as a mandatory act,
they find it very difficult
to support the system.
Yeah.
And then again, some actually have logistics issues, not having platforms to be taking the post-state control officers to the field. Some again don't have enough post-state control officers.
Okay.
There's also the lack of experience, which actually would probably, okay, I'll mention a system we have in place, a mentor-mentee system, whereby countries that are quite good in post-state control, like Nigeria and Ghana, will stand up as a mentor to countries that are struggling to meet the standards, in which you can actually have an exchange program. It's a program I've actually brought on board that's post control officers from this other group that are doing better will actually go to the other country, probably do 3 months, 4 months, take them through on the job training, you know, to really bring them up to speed.
I see that IMO showed quite a strong interest in ensuring that the sub-region held this workshop. How well would you say the IMO has been of support or help to ensure that the sub-region actually operates with more effective positive control duties?
IMO is a specialized arm of the United Nations, specifically dedicated to maritime safety and maritime activities. And so it's their core function. Part of what the III code, ensuring that countries follow, comply with the convention, is this peer positive control regime. Because enforcement, IMO promulgate, they draw up all the conventions, but they don't enforce. The enforcement of the conventions are actually left to the hands of the maritime administrations. So the guy that makes the law who wants to see this law being followed. And so by that angle, you see IMO is taking this very seriously. We actually wrote to them because we realized if we were to ask them to pay their ways down to Nigeria for the conference, it would have been a big issue. But we wrote to IMO asking for sponsorship. IMO actually sponsored, flew them in and paid for their hotel bills for the three days period.
Okay, now at the end of that workshop, just give us an insight to the very strong points that were take home for each of the countries that were present in that workshop.
Okay. Record of proceedings, records of recommendations that came out of the meetings were broken up into two aspects. One, the recommendations for the maritime administrations. Then the second bit, the recommendations to Abuja MOU. We take the maritime administrations. You can't enforce a convention that you have not ratified and domesticated.
Very true.
So one of the things that was actually brought forward was that, look, you need, for now we actually have 16 conventions that we have acceded to that every inspection is based on. So there was the push that the member states should work towards ratifying and domesticating these conventions. So that, because if you have 16 conventions and then you have only domesticated 5, you can't go on board the vessel and inspect them based on 5 conventions. That would be an incomplete inspection regime. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is the collaboration, because there's also the flagging system. The flagging system is such that if a vessel comes into your port and there are some issues that probably are not detainable, as in you can actually allow the vessel to sail, one of the conditions could be go and fix this at the next port. Or if a vessel leaves another region, another MOU coming to us, and we are warned, we need to pass the information to all the member states. So that collaborative effort wasn't there. By the time you write to probably one DG, the letter, the memo gets to him, before it gets to the port state control officers, who are actually the field people, it may have taken 1 month. By that time, the vessel must have slipped off from the net. So we have actually now have a WhatsApp group. Simple technology that's working for us, that all the port state control officers in our member state have signed up to. And so if they search and it's published at an instant, all the member states are aware that such vessel, such errand vessel is in the region and it needs to be apprehended.
Okay, I think, let me just take this very important one as well. Now that you've done that and you had your high points and you had your take home, how soon would you be converging again to review how well you've been able to do with the points that were taken home from that workshop?
Okay. As a project manager, I have been a project manager. As a project manager, you have to draw your project schedules with milestones to achieve. Break them into chunks. So what we are doing now is, in the next 1 week, we are breaking down all the decisions into smaller chunks. Quick wins, long midterm, the ones that will be achieved within 1 or 2 months, 1 year, and the rest. So we're going to have a project schedule with clear milestones, achievable milestones, project them, and then share it amongst the director generals. And it's been agreed, because this meeting was very successful. It was actually agreed that we should be meeting every 2 years. But I wouldn't be waiting for an update to be given to them every 2 years. So what I'll be doing is, we have quarterly report and annual reports. I will now have a section in my quarterly report on updates on the recommendations that were made. So, and that is a way of keeping us on track, because I told my staff, having a successful meeting is not all.
Yeah.
It's just the starting point. Yeah. It's the close out of the recommendations that is the key. Most projects die before execution. But ours is to work in ensuring that we execute, we close out all the highlighted recommendations. And that's the only way this will be effective. That's the only way IMO itself will be very proud and happy with us. I can tell you what we did here, other MOUs are asking, oh, how do you manage to get this done? They want to get it done. They are also trying to latch onto it.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's a starting point. The DGs have met. They've known themselves. They have their contacts now. So communication will now be a lot easier. And the harmonization aspect now will easily be achieved.
Okay, thank you for speaking with us, Captain Sunday Umorin. And we'll also be looking forward to getting
tracking
what you'll be doing. Yes. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much, Mai. It's a pleasure. And like we tell everybody, let's keep this seas clean.
Good.
Let's keep this seas neat.
Fine.
Let only qualified staff be employed on board ships to ensure that the waterways are being kept safe.
Yeah. Thank you once again.
Thank you, ma'am.